Welcome to Holistic Wellness Beauty. I am your host, Dr. Crystal Garrett, and as a holistic doctor, I was determined to find a natural solution for acne-prone skin, eczema, and more, but it wasn't easy. Overcoming countless obstacles, I discovered the perfect formula, a 100% pure acne treatment. It aids against eczema and psoriasis, dry skin, scars, and dark spots. It's great for pimples, blackheads, and you can use it as a body wash. It took dedication, research, and a passion for helping others. Now, our African black soap is here to transform your skincare routine. Experience the difference today and embrace the power of nature. Your journey to radiant, healthy skin starts here with our African black soap. Hey everybody, let's try this again. Happy, happy Tuesday. And today, as you see, we're going to talk about black soap. Many people have asked me about black soap, what it's good for, how should I use it, it's not doing very well with my skin. Where does it come from? How is it made? And all the things. So hopefully today I will answer most or all of those questions for you. If you have any questions, make sure that you just type them in the chat. Let me know that you can hear me, because the video before we had a little bit of audio issue. So hopefully that has been resolved. And I want to make sure that our audio is good before we get too far into the video. But to start us off, I have a wonderful video showing how I'm good. Somebody told me I'm good. So I have a wonderful video to show, and it shows how black soap is made, the entire process. So watch the video. If you have any questions, make sure you type it in the chat, and then I'll come back in to talk a little bit more about the proper way to use black soap, who should use it, maybe who shouldn't use it, and all the things, all the caveats. So let's get started on how black soap is made.
Stirring and turning in thick smoke, pounding for hours, and smoothening with care. This is raw African black soap. And this is what it takes to make it. One mistake, and the entire batch could be ruined. If the mixture gets too hot or burns, the soap can turn out hard and dry. If it's not stirred enough, it can be too crumbly and won't hold its shape. The ingredients for this soap might not seem like much, but once they're combined and transformed through a careful process, they create a natural beauty product that has been cherished in Africa for centuries. The intricate process behind black soap gives it a unique earthy scent and healing properties, but also makes it a tedious task. Just 1 kilogram can take days to make. So, how exactly is this soap made? And why is it so popular? Alima has been making black soap for over 30 years. She learned from her mother, who in turn inherited the traditional knowledge from her grandmother. Their ancestors made black soap long enough to form this towering heap of ashes that has been here for over 150 years. The key ingredient in making high-quality black soap is ash. Ash is mixed with water in a clay pot, and the mixture is stirred until it forms a paste. It is then left to rest for about 3 days.
Tabasi fumepo, mi le 3 days, mi le 2 days. Bo abasi fe je ki o ya wa si ipo yi ti o produce dada o ma lo 3 days ti o si wa oki dada.
The clay pot usually has a tiny hole at the bottom, which allows water to drip through into the smaller pot below. The pot is also lined with leaves to prevent ash from passing through. In other places, cocoa pod ash or ashes gotten from burning the stem of a banana tree are used. But the soap ends up white and pale, so she prefers to use ashes gotten from burning wood to get a deeper brown color.
White new jade. Oma funfun yi to wa loja titiwa ewi titiwa igigle igbogbogi na wa sun ni ina so a ba ti sun na bo se ri yan ni won se ma jade dudu lo won ma produce.
After the ash water mixture has been allowed to settle for several hours, clear caramel colored water starts dripping through the hole. This is the filtered liquid that is then used to make the soap. This water is boiled for hours. Sometimes they can boil it for up to 3 whole days to sterilize the ash and turn it into a concentrated lye solution. This lye solution is everything. The ash water contains potassium hydroxide, which is necessary for the chemical reaction that turns oil and fat into soap. The longer the ash water is allowed to boil off, the greater the amount of this key ingredient that can be turned into soap.
Kini omi ago yen gagan gagan ni sise o se yen ti o ba sin be adin yen gagan le sise fun are ta ba fi si so omi ago yen gagan omi egun o gagan ni produce o se o gagan lo se.
The lye solution is ready when it thickens and turns into this dark liquid. The perfect recipe for black soap is in the tiny little things. It is the small details, like the type of oil used, or the exact ratio of lye to oil, that make all the difference in the final product. To make the soap, Alima mixes the lye water with palm kernel oil in a large pot over a wooden fire. This process is called cooking the soap. Compared to other oils, palm kernel oil is much more moisturizing. The oil provides hydration while the ash gently exfoliates. The cooking process is the most delicate part. Alima must constantly monitor the temperature to ensure the soap does not overcook or burn. This is where the real hard work begins. If the mixture is not stirred constantly, it can burn and ruin the soap. If the fire is too hot, the mixture can ignite. And if it's too cold, the soap won't set properly. But it's not just the temperature that can ruin the soap. Timing is also crucial. If Alima adds the lye solution too early, it can cause the oil to heat up rapidly and may even cause a chemical reaction called lye volcano, where the mixture bubbles up and overflows. If this eruption comes in contact with the skin or eyes, it can be very dangerous. This frothy chemical reaction is called saponification, which is simply just the oil transforming into soap through the addition of a strong alkaline solution. Alima stirs the mix thoroughly to ensure the lye reacts with all of the oil, and not just a portion of it. The reaction between lye and oil generates so much heat, but stirring continuously prevents the mixture from becoming too hot, which could cause it to scorch or boil over. Crafting the perfect soap requires the skill of an experienced eye. To determine when the soap is ready, Alima looks at the color and texture. But even after hours of cooking and stirring, the black soap is still not ready. To achieve the desired texture and appearance, she transfers the mixture into a mortar for pounding. Using a pestle, she pounds it until it becomes smooth and pliable, with all of the ingredients fully incorporated into each other. This process is very labor-intensive, and it can take several hours, depending on the quantity of soap to be pounded. For Lima, the pounding process is often a communal activity, with members of the household taking turns to pound and share the workload. To smoothen the soap, she presses it against the sides of the mortar by turning the mortar around in a circular motion. She continues to turn the mortar around until it becomes a large, smooth ball of soap. To ensure that it can be easily removed from the pan later on, she coats the soap with a layer of ash on the outside. And now the soap goes back into the pan, where it slowly melts. Heating the soap again allows it to harden and take on a more distinct, deep, and rich color. But when the soap starts melting, it cannot be left in the pan for too long. As hot as it is right now, Alima still needs to scoop out the melted soap, else the soap becomes too hard and difficult to use. After scooping it into a pan and it cools, she carefully shapes and wraps each bar, ready to sell to her customers. The process of making African black soap may be time-consuming, but the end result is worth the wait. The rich and creamy lather produced by the soap is one of its most appealing qualities, which leaves the skin feeling soft, smooth, and supple. Despite how back-breaking the work is, for Alima, the making of black soap is a labor of love. Each bar of soap she makes reflects her passion and carries on her ancestor's legacy.
Wow, wow, wow is all I can say. When I look at the video each time of how the black soap is made. This particular young lady, Alima, she makes this soap with so much love, so much dedication, right? And you can definitely see how labor intensive it is to make the raw black soap. And I just thought that that was just a really good way to start off this video with how black soap is made, because people ask that question all the time. And it's very, very difficult to explain, because how do you explain something so labor intensive, right? Now, when we think about black soap, a lot of times people think about this hard, crusty soap that smells really clean, but looks really funky, right? And the big question is, how does it work? So I'll give you a little bit of how does it work. But before I do that, I want to talk about what black soap is good for, right? So let's just talk about the different ailments that black soap is good for. So black soap is really good for people that have acne. It's really good for people that have psoriasis and eczema, dry skin, and scars. So when we think about, first off, when we think about dry skin, right, people are like, well, how does black soap, being that it is so dry, because people, that's the first thing that we recognize, is that the black soap is really drying to the skin. But I have dry skin, so how does this black soap that's going to dry my skin out, or that is drying to the skin, why do you say that it's really good, Crystal? So in English terms, I'm going to try to make this make sense, right? So when we think about acne, eczema, psoriasis, dry skin, and scars, the common denominator is some sort of imbalance, right? There's an imbalance somewhere. And the goal is to balance the skin out. The skin, which is the largest organ on our body, needs the proper amount of hydration, moisturization, right? Those are the two major ingredients, but we also have to try to heal the skin if it's been compromised. And that's what all of these different challenges are. They're compromises on the skin. Eczema, acne, psoriasis, dry skin, and scars. Our skin has been compromised. So the properties in the black soap the ash, right? The all of the ingredients that black soap is made with, which is water, palm oil, cocoa pod ash, and plantain skin and ashes. All of these are healing properties for the skin. So to make a long answer short, just that, those properties are going to come in and heal the skin, giving you balance again. But you also have to think about making sure that you're doing your part as well, right? Because we all know that everything starts from within. So we want to make sure that our diet is good, we're hydrating good, and then we can make sure that we're cleansing well and we're moisturizing and hydrating well on the outside. So to make, like again, to make a long answer short, the healing properties in the soap is what is going to heal your dry skin. It's what's going to heal, you know, all of the imbalances, the acne, the psoriasis, the scarring, all of that good stuff. But it may seem like your skin may seem like it's getting worse before it gets better. And this is where the challenge comes in for us to be patient and let the healing process take its course. So most of the time when we start something new, we're really excited about it, right? So we've gone to our health food store, our local health food store, or you've contacted me and you've gotten your black soap and you're super duper excited. You begin to use your black soap and these things start to happen, right? The skin begins to get scaly. It may even dry out more. You may start to flake on the skin. And who wants to live through that, right? I know it's challenging. I know that it may be a hard time for you. You know, we still have to go about our everyday and we're judged by our appearance and all that good stuff. And so it's hard to kind of deal with the things that are going on when we begin to use the black soap. But I just encourage you to remain steadfast and make sure that you see the process through, because on the other side of that is where the healing of the skin comes in, right? So how long is this going to take, Crystal, for my skin to come back to normal? Yeah. Or how long is it going to take before the scabbing and the dryness, the flaking stops? Well, everybody is different. So I can't give you a 100% definite answer. I've seen this process go on for up to 2 months. I've seen it go on for up to 6 months. It really just kind of depends on what is going on with that individual, how you are treating your skin from the inside and how you are taking care of your skin on the outside. So some tips and tricks for seeing this process through, right? The first thing that I say, people are really excited to get their soap and they want to go home and they want to use it, right? They want to use it every day, all day. They just want to try it. You know how we are when we get something new. That's not what we want to do with our black soap. We want to make sure that we are allowing time in between our usage of the black soap. And with that, I normally recommend starting out really, really slow with the black soap, right? You want to make sure that you are giving time for your skin to adjust. So I would recommend maybe starting out using the black soap twice a week for the first 2 or 3 weeks. Then after that, you can graduate to maybe 3 times a week. Then after that, see how your skin is adjusting. If you need to go back to twice a week or maybe even once a week, do that. If your skin is adjusting well, then you can begin to use the soap a little bit more frequently. Another thing, I want to make sure that we are using this soap very gently at first. So if you want to lather the soap in your hand and then apply it, you know, clean hands, of course, then apply it on your skin in a circular motion and making sure that you're rinsing the soap totally off of your skin. That is a good way to start gently. If you want to use the soap with a face towel, make sure that you're using a white face towel because it doesn't have all of the dyes and perfumes in the towel. And you can lather your towel up and then use your towel gently in circular motions. So that is how I would suggest to use the black soap. Another thing that I want to, let me give you one more way to use the black soap. You can dilute the black soap. So like the black soap, my black soap comes in like a pound, right? They're all shaped differently. So what I would suggest is maybe cutting a corner off of the black soap, right? So cutting a corner off and getting a container, like a glass container, fill it with distilled or spring water, and then place that little piece of black soap that you've cut off, place that into the water in the jar and seal it and allow that piece to melt. That is how you dilute the soap. And with dilution, of course, you know, it won't give such harsh responses initially, right? So you can gradually work your way up that way too. Another thing that I want you to keep in mind is where not to use the black soap, right? So we don't want to use the black soap in nasal cavities. So like right around the sensitive areas of our face, like right up under our eyes, right in the sensitive areas of our face, like right in the creases, the corners of our nose, the creases, the corners of our mouth. Those areas are really, really sensitive. Don't use the soap in nasal cavities, like not in your private areas or different things like that, because it will burn, right? Because it has exfoliating properties in it, so it will burn. So I suggest you not use it in areas where there are folds in the skin, maybe even under the arms or different areas like that. Or if you do, make sure again you use it in its diluted form. Let's see, what else do I recommend? I don't recommend this soap for children because their skin is still really sensitive, right? Let me make sure I'm not missing anything on my suggestions for this black soap. Go to my notes as always, right? Let's see. Yeah, I think that's it. So allergies and black soap, right? So black soap encourages purging of the skin, right? So you want to make sure that if you have different type of reactions to nuts and things like that, that you're really careful with using the black soap. If you have an allergy or a sensitivity to caffeine or cocoa pods, you may not want to use the black soap. Let's see what else. Let's see if I have anything else. Children under 12, open wounds, after shaving. If you're shaving and you're using black soap, you will experience the stinging, right, from the black soap. Let's see. I think those are all of the precautions that I have for the black soap. Does anybody have any questions? I'm looking for questions. If anyone has any questions, I'll be happy to answer questions for the black soap. And if you have any questions, if you're watching the replay, type them in the comment bar. I check the comments often, so I'll be happy to answer those for you. Let's see. You want to make sure, and I know this may sound silly, but you just never know, right? So make sure that you don't eat or drink any of the black soap. Don't get it in your mouth, you know, any of that. Make sure that if you do happen to get it in your mouth, that you rinse your mouth really well with water. It is not to be eaten or drank. And I think that is all. Let's see if I have any other notes for black soap. So just to recap, black soap is really good for eczema, right? Psoriasis, dry skin, scarring skin, black spot, is good as a face wash, a body wash. It is really also good for a shampoo. The same way that it takes care of our skin, it takes care of our scalp and of our hair. But when we are working with black soap as a shampoo, again, look for the same things, the drying of the scalp, right? Overly drying scalp and different things like that. Be mindful that you won't get the luscious, luxurious, you know, pull my hands through my hair while it's wet effect with black soap. You won't get that. So you will still need to condition the hair with whatever your conditioner, your choice of conditioner is. We want to make sure that we're hydrating and moisturizing the hair. Now let's talk about hydrating and moisturizing the skin as well. So after you use your black soap, it's really important to make sure that you rinse totally. Rinse the black soap off of your skin totally. And you want to make sure that you go in immediately with a hydrant or a moisturizer of some sort. Personally, I am the queen of no chemicals, so I use different type of natural oils on the skin. Oils on the skin that don't clog the skin, they don't clog the pores, and of course they don't induce acne or those same issues that we're trying to get rid of, right? So my oil of choice for the skin is Kumkumati oil. It is an Indian Ayurvedic oil. I do sell it on the site. Other than that, I don't know where else to purchase it from, but you can look it up. And my hydrant, which is what I use first, is I just use a combination of herbs that have been steeped. I splash them on my skin, and then I use the Kumkumati oil. Some people like to use shea oil. I have shea oil. Some people like to use cocoa oil. I have the cocoa oil, not the butters, but the oils. Some people like to use Baringaj oil. It's another oil that is really good for the skin. It doesn't clog the pores and it's very, very healing to the skin. So those are my choices of hydrants and oils that I like to use in addition to my black soap. And those keep my skin moisturized and without chemicals. So that's one of the things that I'm really big on, no chemicals. So again, if you have any questions, make sure that you slide them in the comments and I will make sure to answer those questions for you. And if you are interested in purchasing your black soap, of course, you can purchase it at holisticwellnessbeauty.com, drcrystalgarrett.com. You can also purchase it at your local health food store normally. Just make sure that it is sourced properly. I love the source from Ghana. That is where my source is. And as you can see, they put so much love and time and effort into making the black soap that, why not? Just why not support it? It's organic, it's pure, it doesn't have any chemicals. You can see how, you know, it's how it's made. And I just think there's no better way to go than chemical free. So again, questions in the comments. If you have other topics that you want to explore, drop those in the comments. Let me know and we'll do our best to do our sunrise lesson daily at 9 a.m. We hopped on a little bit late this morning because we had some technical difficulties, but it's all good. I will see you on tomorrow at sunrise, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we will talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me.